Sustaining alive, sustaining alive. Sustaining alive.
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Sure is. Hey, it feels like it's been a while.
It has been a long time.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Welcome there was a Queen's birthday.
Oh,
sorry about that.
Are we acknowledging?
No, that's why I missed one.
Do we toast?
Happy birthday,
do we
toast? Dear Queenie.
Queenie.
Happy birthday, Queenie.
She's got two birthdays. So just
she had one Aussie today.
Don't chuck them out willy-nilly.
I think she's had multiple birthdays.
She's definitely had a few. She's about 90-something.
Oh, yeah.
But like double that. So it's something I carry the four. It's a lot.
If you'd stayed in maths class, you'd be able to work out.
I'm sure the Queen doesn't give two shits about sustainability because look at all that crap, eh?
Well, she doesn't pay tax, so.
Do you know who does, though? Prince Charles? Is he a prince? That guy. He's actually.
Not my prince.
Okay. No, not. He's not the Prince of Funk.
Not my prince.
But yeah, he's right into sustainability. But I don't think he lives particularly sustainable lifestyle. Mm. But anyway, so yeah, I'm back.
Hey, how's it?
Hey.
What are we talking about this week?
So last time, which felt like a million years ago, as I was leaving, we received a call from somebody who was quite interesting, discussing why fridges and freezers and whatnot seemed back in the day to last a long time, and now they don't last very long.
Well, back in the day,
it
was a little hole in the side of the house, often by the kitchen, with a little bit of mesh. You used to put your cold goods there, didn't you?
Oh, it would be great on a night like tonight. It's freezing out there.
We've actually got one of those boxes on the side of our house.
Where you, do you?
Yeah, so what do you call it? Cold baths.
A cold bath. Yeah.
Do you keep anything in there at prison?
Just naughty toddlers, John. If they come around and they be naughty, you put them in the little fridge cold box.
Ooh.
Yeah, better watch yourself.
Big meanie.
Better watch yourself.
So,
Can we go to Bungry's house, please? That's what they say.
I want to sit in the cold box.
I want to go into baby prison. So planned obsolescence. Do you think it is a thing? Is it a real thing, or is it a conspiracy that someone's dreamt up?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Okay, so what the caller was describing is called planned or designed obsolescence.
Oh, things that are made to break.
Yeah, 100%. So
gotcha. They don't make them like that anymore.
They don't make them like that anymore.
That sentence.
I was wondering how long that was gonna. So yeah, it's an industrial design policy where you plan a product with an artificially limited use of life, and it becomes obsolete either by function or becoming unfashionable.
Would the most ultimate of this example be toilet paper?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because it's pretty hard to reuse it, isn't it?
No, it's more like your iPhone.
Oh, I'm not about to wipe my butt with my iPhone. Unless it's an app.
This is real situation taking place in my life right now. My laptop has got to the point where it will stall.
My iPhone just died. It's stuck in a reboot screen and I have nothing that I can do can fix it.
Was it because you put it in the cold box?
Could be.
Because do you know they can freeze?
Vaughn, if you're listening, can I have that other iPhone that you've got? That remember you gave me two and I picked one? I picked the wrong one. If anyone does have an iPhone that I can have, you could just give that to me. That'd be great.
So you've asked if it's actually a thing. So I've got a little story. So back in 1890s.
The day, yo.
Yeah. Shelby Electrical Company made light bulbs that were built to last.
Oh, yeah, I heard about these. They have like multiple filaments and you go forever, basically. There's still some around.
Yes.
Yeah.
They manufactured the Centennial light bulb, which exists in Livermore in California, which has been burning since 1901.
Sucked in everybody else, by the way.
Yeah. So you can actually go on and have a look at that. There's a live stream of it. It's fantastic. So anyway, today's light bulbs, incandescent light bulbs, certainly don't last that long. And when you look at how and why that happened, in 1924, the light bulb manufacturers all got together, GE, Philips being two of them, and established the Phoebus Cartel, which were the first group to implement planned obsolescence.
Definitely. It's got to be good if it's got the word cartel in it, surely.
All good things come from cartels.
It's got to be a giveaway, totally. Right?
So they recruited all the other light bulb manufacturers, and not just planned obsolescence. They also had rules like where you can sell a light bulb and at what time and all sorts of like cartelish things. But one of the things to come out with it from it was they dropped from to 2,500 hours and then to 1,000 hours. So you weren't allowed to make a light bulb that lasted longer than 1,000 hours. Jeez. And that forces consumers to buy more frequently and something that we just got used to doing.
Sucked
and
in.
Then the LED came along.
But still, I think there's probably some kind of collusion going on because a lot of people still making lamps with the old screw or the you know. Yeah, we're and still making all those other light bulbs, aren't we?
And my LEDs are supposed to last 10 years and they they're already
they
flickering.
Don't,
so
no way. There's no way they do.
And then they're like, well, 10 years. I mean, 10 years ago, I won't remember who installed
it. They might last 10 years if you leave them on. It's the on and off that kills
totally.
The light bulb. Yeah.
That's what they were saying about that one from 1901. It's just been going the whole time.
That's right. Better than the Olympic flame, probably. That thing goes out all the time. It's
totally. A lot less political, too. My pet hate is that cell phones are designed to go everywhere with you. The bathroom.
Well.
Everywhere. But if you get a tiny bit of water on them or you drop it, it's
toilet
all
water.
Over. If you drop it in the toilet.
Maybe I got water on mine. Yeah, my phone just died. So if anyone wants to reach me, this is 309-3879. That's the phone number here at 95B.
A second-hand one.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, well, I see on the internet just pictures of mountains of phones. There's too many phones.
There's too many phones. And that is the problem. That's the environmental thing, right?
Per capita.
It's an issue. Only 12% of cell phones are traded
up. I think
up.
I've got a phone, guys.
Oh.
Hello.
How you going?
Good.
Just get a Nokia, bro. Nokia 3310.
Have you got one?
I'm speaking to you from one right now.
Are you using that cool little light? Yeah, you are. That fucking light rules.
2009 model. It's my upgrade model from a 2008 slide Nokia that died. It actually died.
How's your Instagram feed going?
Who gives a rat's ass about that?
Not you.
No, seriously. It's funny. I do get funny looks all the time. People think I'm a drug dealer. Who knows? But
a burner phone.
That's totally fine. I don't mind.
2009 is nearly 10 years old. I charge it once a week. It is a weapon. I've dropped it about 1,000 times. It doesn't break. It doesn't falter.
One vote, Nokia.
One vote, Nokia.
Nokia, don't subscribe to the
planned obsolescence.
Planned obsolescence, obviously.
Green. We're not
European variant.
The 9110.
Because they didn't make enough for the soldiers. They did. Right.
Look, I feel you're getting a bit heated, mate. It's fine. I get it. You love your Nokia. That's good. Well, I don't have a Nokia, so I can't relate.
But, anyway.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you for saving the world one cell phone at a time.
I could have had a dozen phones in the last 10 years.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely.
I only needed one, so you have it.
Thanks, buddy.
Sweet.
I think they've actually reissued that phone as well. The old Nokia. There was a bit of a kerfuffle about it. Everyone, you know, people, kind of type of people that collect sneakers were like pumped about it.
Was it 5 times more expensive than it was the first time around?
I didn't get into it, but it'd be interesting to see if it goes pow for pow with an old one, you know, like, or if it's subscribed to
planned obsolescence.
Planned obsolescence.
What I'm enjoying is someone's text in saying that I should put Linux on my laptop. And see if that helps. I think
and Android on your iPhone. iPhone is spelt eyeball.
I'm feeling like this is kind of a hardware failure on my laptop, but we'll see where we get to.
Yeah, I've had 4 Macs since uni, since I started uni, and they've all died within 3 years, and they've died like terrible deaths. You know, like they've stopped spinning and they've gone, it's all over. It's going to cost you $700 to get your stuff off it.
Is there any sort of reference, like place where people can check to see what is good quality and what will last the distance? Where do you go to find these things out?
Willitblend.com. Just go to Will It Blend. It's a great YouTube channel, and basically this guy just throws different bits and pieces into it.
Oh, I've seen that. Will It Blend.
They reissued the 6210 last year. There you go.
So, there's a couple of things you can do. ConsumerReport.org has a repair or replace chart to help you decide whether it's worthwhile to repair or replace. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely worth checking that out with your Mac. And then the other thing that they've suggested here from the consumer website was if you're really stuck to try... if you actually can't take it to a repairer, because a lot of them, you actually can't. You've got to go. You can't open them. You've got to go to an official repairer.
You need a watch repairer.
And they're like, what you need to do is give us $3,000 or just buy a new phone for $1,000.
It's an Apple. There's your problem.
So if you're really stuck, you can try repairclinic.com. And they have they had thousands of videos of how to DIY fix things. Or YouTube also. It's worth giving it a shot, right?
Just on that, and how companies just don't give a rat's ass. Apple, right? Like, you know how my phone, you may have heard my phone's just died.
Yeah.
It's on the reboot screen. I Google it.
Yeah.
The best help that is out there is some dude that's made a YouTube video and it's got millions of views. nothing about Apple. But this individual person, like everybody needed to do this thing. Yeah. It's like, why isn't this just, why don't Apple make that public? You know what I mean? It's
totally.
Like, fucking snakes, man.
Yeah, in fact, one of the things I was reading was that one of the most common planned obsolescence is software upgrades that aren't compatible with existing hardware. Man.
Yeah, I think that's, I've just tried to fix it and it said, oh, sorry, your software won't work on the phone. Yeah. Basically. And then it's like, and then you get a little pop-up going, can you rate how this helped your life? And you just want to write like a... an email with barbs on it.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of thing to me should be completely illegal. If you buy something, especially something like a cell phone or a laptop, and it's still functional, then you should be able to use it until it's functional. Like the fact that their software doesn't, it's just ridiculous. You should be able to use old software and keep going with it.
Totally.
In France, they're making a lot of moves to make it illegal. So, and there's some significant fines for businesses. For businesses that don't follow the rules.
That's great.
This is good. So I don't need to feel like a tin hat wearing crazy for not upgrading the software on my phone. It's possibly a good thing just run my old operating system.
I don't know
because I think that's what actually got me. I didn't update my software, and then now something like a new app that I got had a bit of a skits or something. And then when it went to update, it won't update now, and I'm left crying.
What?
Cartoon form, like a little Japanese cartoon character. With the tears that bounce off the face, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And on that note, was there anything else that we had about planned obsolescence, Rita?
No.
Or how
other things we can do is obviously buy longer lasting products. So always check the reviews of products, because people do say, like, I only had one that lasted a year, and that's good to know. You can demand longer warranties. And that's something that we really do need to do more often.
Longer warranties.
Yeah. Get out there with your placards. But we do have the Consumer Guarantees Act. So if somebody, you take something in and you're like, this doesn't work anymore, and they're like, well, you know, it's 3 years old. You can be like, this product was $3,000 or $4,000. You know, it should last more than 3 years. You know, get your letter writing out, because people don't like it when you write official letters.
Sure.
And on that note, write to your MP. And no, it sounds really silly and cheesy, but the more your MP hears from you, the less they're going to be listening to companies that are lobbying them for things.
I like that. You said write a letter, because it is your computer. Yeah, that's sort of what you have to do, don't you? You can't, your email.
You can't. You actually can't type your letter. We should also be fighting for requiring trade-in and buyback services. So these companies have to, like, get rid of stuff for you. So if you buy, we just got a new fridge. Our old fridge was extremely inefficient.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm feeling very lucky.
Yeah, new fridge does it have the water dispenser?
It freaking well does.
Will it make me ice?
It will.
Oh, shit, you got a new fridge.
Yes. So anyway, and they take it away, and they take all the special minerals and stuff out of it, so they can reuse it, and they send it back to where it goes. So they're mining. It's actually got a term. I can't remember. It's where they mine from existing products, which is really cool, instead of having to make new mines.
We've got a polarizing question here on the text machine. Is it better for the planet to do magic mushrooms instead of buying bears?
I would say yes on multiple levels.
I think so. As long as you like... you know, give the head a flick before you pick it off, and maybe just leave the stems in the ground. It always helps for the next picker.
Well, I was going to say less glass, but, you know, less resources, but sure.
I was talking about sustainability in the way of mushrooms.
Yeah.
It's good.
I feel like it's probably
another
the stone
Nokia. Another
mushrooms and Nokia.
I think I'm going to get me a Nokia, it looks like.
All right, Rita. Well, thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you next week for
more
advice on how to sustain.
Have a
that
good week.
Was Sustainin' Alive on 95 BFM.